Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
Well, we've got three new secrets to share with people, and one of them we'll share right up front. And it's so sad.
Oh!
It's so sad.
It's exciting. It's not so sad.
Oh, it's sad for me. We're talking about the fact you've been listening to MJ, and I do Faith in Action programs for a long time here on Catholic Radio, many, many years, and one of us is moving on.
He'll keep you in suspense. One of us has been praying a lot about this and feels called to work a little bit more actively in her parish.
There you go.
So she is going to be working very actively with St. Vincent de Paul.
Whew, I thought it was me for a minute.
And, you know, it really came through Faith in Action. It really did, our work through ministry here. So I have to thank all of our wonderful listeners here at Faith in Action. They've been wonderful, 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 incredibly, hugely supportive. I've loved every minute of it. But this is probably one of the last broadcasts. There may be one more. Depends on when you're listening to this. But I have enjoyed this. Gosh, it's been almost 15 years.
Long time.
Crazy.
Very, very, very long, long time. Well, we trust that you will continue to spend on Amazon so we get the
To spend on Amazon.
So that we get the Amazon smile little reward that we get.
And you should have gotten a big check at Christmas time, Jim. That's a pretty big check. At least my husband says that.
We will be soon. And speaking of little unusual ways to donate like that, if you're not familiar with the Amazon smile, anytime you want to buy anything on Amazon, and we're not necessarily recommending Amazon, but when you do, go to Amazon.smile first. And when you do, it'll ask you what charity you want to support. Type in Catholic Radio Indy, then just go ahead and spend like you always do on Amazon. Catholic Radio gets a little, I think like 0.5% back, and it adds up. It adds up big time. So that is Amazon Smile, Amazon.smile.
And you know, another one that the schools have been taking advantage of for ages and ages, and I'm just tickled that Catholic Radio is able to take advantage of this now, is Kroger's.
Kroger, you got to eat. You got to buy groceries. And if you have a Kroger card, in fact, I hate those cards. I mean, every store,
right?
you pay way too much unless you have a little card. Most people have more cards on their keychain than they have keys. But if you have a Kroger card, just go to Kroger.com. That simple, Kroger.com, and hunt around a little bit. You'll see their community awards program. And just log on there, and they'll ask you what charity you want to support. You put in Catholic Radio Indy. Then forget about it, because every time you shop at any Kroger store, Catholic Radio will get about 1% of it. So, and that will add up quickly, because everybody buys groceries almost every week. And real quickly, another way that we have is we've always been able to accept appreciated stocks and bonds and that sort of thing, but it's always been a little bit cumbersome, and now we've got a brand new way to do it. You can just call us here at the station, and we can take care of it for you, or you can go to our website, catholicradioindy.org. Right on the opening page, there's a big banner that tells you a little bit about it. One click and your name and email address, and we'll get you all the details you need, and it'll be a very, very easy thing to do. So a couple of new ways and some sad news to pass along. But we do have a guest, and we've got to get on with our guest here.
We do. Our guest today on Faith in Action is Sister Irene Bakurin. She is from Mary Queen of Heaven Missionaries, and we're on the phone with her from California. Welcome, 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 Sister.
Thank you.
You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You're several hours earlier in California, and I'm sure you are experiencing wonderful weather out there.
Yes, of course.
Yes, but none of the wildfires, right?
Exactly. We are too far.
Good.
Praise the Lord.
Good. Praise the Lord. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit about your wonderful work with Mary Queen of Heaven Missionaries and the Home of Love. Listeners, she was in Indianapolis several months ago at St. John Vianney Parish, and several of the people who heard you speak, sister, were very anxious and excited to get you on Catholic radio and hear a little bit more about your story. So I'm so glad that you were able to join us today. I wonder, sister, if we could start with a little bit about your vocation story. We always love to hear those stories.
So actually, I don't have any idea to become a sister or to become a religious or to become a nun. But in last 1991, so I was called by God to go back to church because I'm away from the church for 10 years. I was lost, and now I am found.
Oh, my goodness.
So the Blessed Mother calls me back to the church because one of my friends inviting me to attend the Mariology Seminar, which is entails of the study of the Blessed Mother from her conception to the coronation of the Blessed Mother. But then, I am 21 years old at the time, but then I don't know how to pray the rosary. But on the 3-day seminar, it was very interesting seminar, because on the first day of the seminar, the facilitator or the speaker appointed me to pray the third glorious mystery.
Oh my.
And it happened. I don't know how to pray the rosary. And I don't know what is third glorious mystery. So, you know. And I found out that the third glorious mystery is the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles and upon the Blessed Virgin Mary. And here I am. I was descended by the Holy Spirit. That's why I came back to the church.
Oh my.
And then, for 10 years, I didn't go to confession. I didn't go to mass. My spiritual life is far, far away. But anyway, God knows best what is best for each and every one of us.
So true.
From then on that weekend, so I did my reparation vigil in the Blessed Sacrament. In adoration, because it's first Friday of September. Then it happens that on the ongoing vigil, there is an ongoing confession. So I did my confession, and after that, there is a holy month, so my weekend was fulfilled. And I was descended by the Holy Spirit on that weekend. And the next day, it's Monday. So it happens. I wake up early and I go to church, and I don't know why I go to church. So, and after church, so there is a perpetual adoration in the church. So I spend the whole day for at least 3 months. I don't know what to do. My only prayer to pray the rosary. And Our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be to the Father. That's all. The prayer that I know. But later on, I don't have any idea to become a nun, but I love to travel. That's my pleasure to travel. That's my wish. My wish is to travel all over the world. And my dream before, when I was high school, so my dream, my ambition is to become a doctor. Because I want to travel the whole world, to do medical mission, to help the poor. But after my high school, my ambition was simplified. So instead of studying in a medical school, I only studied culinary. So after 2 years, I finished my study, and then worked for 7 years in one of the Chinese restaurants. I was assigned in Illinois City. So I don't know how to become a nun, but since I love to travel, and at that time, I don't know if I can go somewhere else or I can go to, because I love to travel around Philippines, but at that time, I'm not been to Manila, which is in Luzon area. Then I heard that the group is inviting for a search and seminar and a discernment seminar. And I don't know what is discernment, and I don't know what to search in, because I'm away from the church for 10 years. I don't know some religious terms. But I go that seminar, I attended that seminar because I want to see Manila, what happened. And from then on, I'm not saying yes to go with, to join them, but God knows that every time there's an invitation to join them, there's some activity, and suddenly I was there with them. So it's like a magnet. Somebody's magnet me to go there without any hesitation, and that's what happened to me. And later on, we started a community. So my vocation story is, I am aloof, I am naive, what is all about religious life. But God called me to be part of this mission, and I'm also grateful because I help a lot of people who are really in need, who are really in need, especially the victims of human trafficking and prostitution.
And so that's what we, and that's probably why, obviously God had a plan for you, sister. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Sister Irene Bakiram. We're on the phone with her. She's in California. Her mission is in the Philippines. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Three things keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air. One is our fervent desire to spread the gospel message. Two is your donations to the station. We couldn't survive without them. And three is underwriting from area businesses. Every month, these businesses make donations to the station. Please support them. Visit their stores, send them an email, or call them. Let them know that you appreciate their support of Catholic Radio. It's a great way to thank our underwriters for their very important support.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today is Sister Irene Bakiram. She is with Mary Queen of Heaven Missionaries. They have quite an interesting apostolate. She's on the phone with us from California. She's safe from the fires, but enjoying better weather than we are right now. God bless you. I wonder, Sister, I enjoyed hearing your vocation story. Our listeners always do. And, you know, even though you were away from the church, God reached out and pulled you to him. And through your love of travel, he got you, sister. He got you. I wonder if we could hear a little bit about your apostolate, the missionary, because you deal with girls who are in human trafficking, and that is something that we think about here, we hear about in the United States, but we don't really, it doesn't seem real to us. However, it is very real, sister. It's as real here in the United States as it is in the Philippines. So tell us a little bit about how you operate. How do you reach these girls?
So we reach out this girl during the night time. So we do our mission during the night, so from 5 o'clock p.m. until the next morning. So we visited them in their field of work, in their establishment, some brothel houses, nightclubs, cafe, so it's in the street. So that's what we are doing during the night. So we go out by tools. The other one is the lookout outside, and the other one is to be inside to talk to the girls. So that's what we are doing. So we did this since 1996 up to the present.
Now, sister, when you go out, you say you go out at nighttime, from, you know, starting at 5 o'clock and you're out all night. You don't go out dressed in your habits, do you?
No.
No.
We are undercover.
Undercover, of course, sure. Otherwise, they wouldn't talk to you, I imagine.
Exactly.
Yes.
And we are the FBI of the Blessed Mother during the night to save these children. Who are innocent children, dating younger of today. So, sad to say that 8 to 10 years old, they are already victims of this horrible crime.
8 to 10 years old.
Yes.
Okay. So when you say human trafficking, are these girls being held? Do you go places that they are being held against their will, or they have no place to go? Are they there because they're financially? They have no other ways or means of financially supporting themselves? Or what are we talking about, sister?
It's both ways.
Okay.
Some are victims of human trafficking. Somebody recruiting them in the mountain ranges area, the remote area, promising them a job in the city, but they landed to some prostitution house.
Okay, so gathering the girls up in the hill country and then promising them jobs and bringing them into, forcing them into prostitution is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so you go into these places and you are able to sometimes be successful in getting the girls out of these houses, but how do you lure them out? What do you offer them?
So those children, if they are willing to renew their lives, so we're offering them a shelter, a temporary shelter. And then if they want, in the center, there's an option. So the program in the center is 1 year to 2 years. If they have the program of rehabilitation from drugs, alcohol, and nicotine, because they are totally addicted to it. Second, we are trying to help them their spiritual formation in order to be healed spiritually and physically. So then after that, we are trying to determine if they are capable for a livelihood training or if they are capable to go to school.
Right.
So we have to determine that.
Well, let's take an example of girls that are 8, 9 years old. These girls just have a basic education. I mean, have they been educated at all? Can they read or write?
Exactly.
Okay, so they have, in order to train them, they have to be basic skills that may not involve reading or writing. Do you have, at your missionary, do you have a program where you teach them those basics?
Yes.
Yes.
The sister's in charge in the center, so they're teaching, one way or another, they are the one teaching them the basic, like writing, reading, sort of mathematics. That's a simple one. But we find out that there is a program, the educational assistance program in Department of Education in the Philippines, that they are offering an alternative learning system, which is ALS, which is they give them the module of studies, and if they are ready to take the examination, so we are trying to give them a chance to take the examination. So if they pass the examination, it depends upon how many points they got in the exam, and the Department of Education rating their scores if they goes to high school or they remain to a grade school. So like sometimes one of our women goes to, instead of the first grade or second grade, so they go to the sixth grade. So they're trying to it depends upon their score, so they will be accelerated to to a higher grade, higher level of grade of education.
Oh, sure.
Then, yeah, and then some of them, they're smart and they got perfect score, so they go directly to high school. So instead of the being an elementary student, so that's what happened.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today is Sister Irene Bakirim. She's on the phone with us from California, but we're talking about the missionaries, Mary Queen of Heaven missionaries, and their Regina Chaley Educational Assistance Program and the Home of Love, which is located in the Philippines. You know, Sister, I'm thinking about some of these girls that have been offered, taken from the hills and offered jobs in the bigger cities, and their parents have let them go. Is there ever an opportunity, or is it just the way it is? Is there ever an opportunity for these girls to return back to their homes, or is that kind of impossible? Is the reason they left their homes because of poverty, and so once they leave at 8 or 9, they're basically on their own?
Yes.
Oh,
but they're trying to send money to their families at the same time.
Yes, but how heartbreaking for, imagine, an 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old child to feel the burden of working to help support their family. That is just, you know, almost unheard of here in the United States.
Yes, exactly.
That's
why we are trying our best to... So,
yes.
Last 2007, so we started our educational assistance program for the poor, because we found out that 99% of these children, they came from those remote areas, and they are all victims of human trafficking, and they don't have any educational attainment at all.
Now, Sister, it sounds like a wonderful program that you have there, but it also sounds expensive. I'm wondering how this is funded when you bring these girls in and give them housing and food and education. How is that all funded? Where does the money come from?
Actually, it came from individuals. So that's why we are sharing to individuals. That's why we're sharing the mission in different parishes. There is a possibility. Different archdioceses and dioceses within the United States. So we are 5 of us. We are traveling all over the U.S. to share this mission where there is a possibility and there is a chance to share, especially in all the weekend masses. It depends upon the diocese, depends upon the bishop, and it depends upon the pastor.
Mm-hmm. What about success stories? Do you have... stories that you can share of somebody who came to you in the way you've described and actually gone on to become self-sufficient?
Oh, yes. Actually, there are some successful stories. So we started our rescuing. We have to have our own center since 2005. So second child we rescued, she's only 11 years old, but she got started to be part of the victims of the human traffickers at the age of 8. So it happens at that time, the 11 years old, she's really deeply wounded and traumatic at the same time. And sad to say that she got a mental illness. She's out of her mind because of the drugs she takes every night. Because in order to be used more than 10 times a night, so we give them drugs because it's not easy for them to face a customer without taking any drugs.
Sure.
So, yeah. And then it happens that that 11-year-old, she is really sick, and she is out of her mind already. And we take her to a psychiatric doctor, and that's the time that we need to raise 300 to 400 doses a day of her medicine. And at that time, 2005, we cannot afford to give her, to provide her medicine. That's why we ask the Archdiocese, the Archdiocese of Cebu to help us endorse some, to some, especially in U.S. Embassy, Canada, U.K., as well as in Europe, because we cannot afford, and we didn't have any resources at that time since the beginning of 2005.
You know, it's yeah. obvious, sister, that you need resources and that you need yeah. help with your apostolate, with your missionary. I wonder, our listeners that are listening in right now, there are many that would like to help, but where could they go to read more about, get more information, and to visit your website so maybe they could help you?
Yes, exactly. So you can visit the website at www.mqhm.org.
MQHM.org.
Yes.
Yes.
So from there, there are some, there's a lot of information how the mission going, and you can go online and you can click the donation portion. There's a choices of using your PayPal account or credit card, or using your online banking. So you, that's easier. So it's a lot of, if they are willing to help the mission, just visit the website.
Sure.
And if they have some more questions, there's an information, there's a contact number in the website.
Our guest today, mm-hmm. Sister Irene Bekirim, she's from Mary Queen of Heaven Missionaries, and the website is MQHM, as in Mary Queen of Heaven Missionaries. In the Philippines, they need your help, and you're doing wonderful work, Sister Irene. God bless you, and thank you so much for being our guest on Faith in Action.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.